picture the world after the wilderness no longer exists. Picture me with no filter. Picture we see the rainbow as evidence that the storm was only meant to wash away the hurt, certainly not destroy. Picture divine vines growing on side abandoned buildings. Picture choosing a road less traveled, abandoned millions. Picture standing on top of hills and projecting your brilliance. Picture we started old and slowly became more like children. Picture me as the tadpole, started off as the frog. Picture me as the channel that started off as a blog. Picture me as the whisper that started off as a yell. Picture only offering heaven, although they give you hell. Like, picture that, scripture that. Picture that brilliant sister from Sister Act that gave us the miseducation, found those who missed the map and gave them hope just one more again. Picture that extra lap, that's love.
I can feel the love in here. Yes, I can, yeah. Why in a space that constellations? In all those in a conversation, they help me to shine.
Picture me flying over the city. Picture me with a beauty whose soul is equally pretty. Picture me with a ruby that's redder than cherry stems. Picture me with a choir full of hers to sing hymns. Picture having action at Califax when we heating up. Picture even with your voice trembling, speaking up. Picture dropping a ladder for all of those who reaching up. Picture every time we're searching for answers, we seeking up. Picture every finger pointed, conjoined in the form of fist. Picture every time you pray to heaven, gladly forms a list. Picture baddie carrying Jamaican patties, blowing kisses. Picture gravity wasn't a factor, now picture me lifted. Picture skies. Picture trees. Picture too many flowers, too many leaves. Picture you and me for hours doing whatever we please. Picture giving self-love deeper than seas. Peace.
I can feel the love in here, and it feels so why in a space got constellations. Ooh,
yeah.
And all those in a conversation.
You gotta talk to yourself like you in love.
They help me to shine.
With yourself.
Hold yourself a little time.
Shine. That's how you shine.
Shine.
Go ahead and shine.
Shine.
Yeah.
They help me to shine.
From the inside out.
Shine. Make my mama proud.
Picture me glowing. Picture my intuition guiding me. Picture me knowing. Picture me driven. Picture me giving. Picture me showing. Picture me 96 and dipping. Now picture me rolling. Picture me in a low low, switches and bending corners. Picture me in a white tee riding through California. Picture me with a queen that's playing a violin. Picture little kids looking at daddy like I am him. Picture dirty hands and soil planting to feed the future. Picture me so fresh, so clean, cleaner than Luther. Picture teaching a class, Divina la vida pura. Picture me as a doctor, I'm saying tengo la cura. Picture me sipping natural herbs through tip of the hookah. Picture me living much better than great, I'm living super. Oh. And then we just let it ride, like, ride out. Like that. Right? Like that, right?
BFM 89.9, you tune in with Daryl and Othniel on The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. Speaking of fresh new music, the tune you just heard is called Shine, featuring D-Smoke and Tiffany Goucher. It's by Robert Glasper, taken from his latest album, Black Radio 3, which we are reviewing today.
Yes, we are. And just a bit of backstory on the Black Radio series. It's one of my favorite jazz volumes, if you will. A series that dates back 10 years ago, with the first edition released in 2012. And the reason why Robert Glasper opened up this series is he aimed to push the boundaries of contemporary jazz, adding beat-heavy hip-hop and neo-soul melodies, which at that time was pretty much in its infancy.
Yeah, really changed the perception of what jazz is allowed to do. The original lineup of that Robert Glasper experiment featured top players in the Blue Note label, Robert Glasper, of course, on pianos, Chris Dave on the drums, Derek Hodge on bass, and Casey Benjamin on the vocoders and saxophones. Well, fast forward to today, head honcho Robert Glasper has disbanded his experimental band, but the resurgence of modern jazz at the time is hugely down to his work, especially with Kendrick Lamar's jazz-influenced hip-hop album To Pimp a Butterfly. And on Black Radio 3, he roped in two original members, bassist Derek Hodge and drummer Chris Dave. However, to make up for the lack of Casey Benjamin's vocals, every track on Black Radio 3 has a featuring guest, heavy hitters too, as expected. Esperanza Spalding, Her, Michelle Endegueo Cello, Gregory Porter, Jennifer Hudson, just to name a few.
That's right. After a quick 1-2 of Black Radio 1 released in 2012 and Black Radio 2 released the following year, 2013, the project was pretty much left on the shelf for a couple of years. Well, 9 years, in fact. And finally, with the world in lockdown due to the ravages of COVID-19, Robert Glasper thankfully decided to revisit the Black Radio series again. And it's a series, right, off that wasn't quite jazz, wasn't quite R&B as well. And I guess the fact that most music fans couldn't describe its sound made it even more enticing. So yeah, we're going to review Black Radio 3 this evening. And myself and Off have heard this album multiple times. And right now we're just going to share our first reactions to Black Radio 3.
Well, for me, Robert Glasper has always been a purveyor of the trifecta of black music, right? Which is jazz, hip-hop, and R&B. And he has, well, you could say he has excelled in all three, winning multiple R&B Grammys, contributed keys for Kendrick's Grammy-winning To Pimp a Butterfly, as said previously, and is a well-respected jazz cat, of course, who can really fly on the keys. But on this record, it really sees him toning down on the jazz, I would say, and upping the R&B factor with just a sprinkling of hip-hop here and there. I guess the whole idea of Black Radio 3 originated from the success of the Grammy-winning single Better Than I Imagined with Her and Michelle Ndegeo Cello. Quite a tongue twister to pronounce. And that track dropped in 2019, which is pretty interesting because he kind of reverse engineered the whole process, winning a Grammy with a single first and producing the album after.
Yeah, and I read somewhere that Robert Glasper and Her were actually in the theatres watching one of the movies that Robert Glasper had soundtracked on. And after the movie, Her just turned around to Robert Glasper saying, "Hey, what you doing tonight? Let's hit the studio." And fast forward, Black Radio 3, right? And yeah, like you say, you know, I think it's safe to say that Black Radio 3 is an R&B album, especially on first listen. But for me anyway, Art Signs, released in 2016, which was the experiment's last release, was always Black Radio 3 to me. But that being said, though, Black Radio 3 is an album 9 years in the making and also a post-Donald Trump album. So a pretty somber messaging from Black Radio 3, informed by the Black Lives Matter movement, of course, especially on the album's opener, which reveals Robert Glasper's emotions while watching George Floyd's murder. Meaningful and poignant for sure, but it's worth noting that it's a huge departure from themes of the previous two Black Radios, right, which was more eclectic and playful installments.
Yeah, for me, it doesn't really have that Black Radio experimentation and playfulness, as you said, that was found in those previous two Black Radio installments. And for me, you know, listening to all the tracks, I feel like it was an expansion pack of Better Than I Imagined, a DLC in gaming terms, rather than a new game. And the first thing I noticed was, of course, the stacked lineup of the finest black musicians that you could find, which made it feel like every song could be a standalone single on its own. Because, funny story, on my first listen, I accidentally left the shuffle button on. But it didn't feel like the track listing and flow was weird or out of place, which goes to show how strong the featuring acts are on the album.
Yeah, I mean, definitely hard hitters everywhere on the album, right? But at first listen, anyway, the whole time I was thinking, I don't know why, but a lot of these tunes I'm listening to could have sound a lot better, stripped back, you know, think the days of the Robert Glasper Trio or even his album Double Booked, Brushes, Double Bass.
Yeah.
And it feels like some of the beats that he laid onto the track felt a bit forced, you know, especially in the more soulful second half of the album. Like I said, definitely lacking some brushes. And at the stretch, you know, some of the vocal lines could have very well been piano melodies. But that's just my opinion anyway, as a jazz geek. That wasn't... At every Robert Glasper album, there's always like a 10-minute solo or something like that. Nothing like that here.
Yeah, I totally agree. I was really missing all those solos and noodling around. I think that was missing in the record.
It seemed like Robert Glasper took a step back and let, you know what, you guys are the star. I'm just the backing band for this album.
He left space for the vocals. Another thing, not to be nitpicking, but after listening to all 13 tracks, right, I can't help but feel like being old is a prerequisite for participating in this album. With 24-year-old singer Her being the only exception, it almost feels like the album was a musical barbecue reunion party among his old friends, but young people were not allowed to join.
Yeah, I mean, every guest, even on one and two of the Black Radio series, always every person there had a name, right? Had been in the game for a long time, and it's people ultimately that Robert Glasper trusts, and I guess he rounded up the same bunch of friends and, you know, extended friends, I guess, from that era.
Yeah, but in his third installment, would have really enjoyed to hear some younger voices in
for
the
sure.
mix.
For sure. Well, we're going to get into another tune from Black Radio 3. One of the standouts, if you will. This is Why We Speak, featuring Q-Tip and Esperanza Spalding from Robert Glasper on BFM 89.9.
From the album Black Radio 3, that was Why We Speak, featuring Q-Tip and Esperanza Spalding by Robert Glasper. And we are diving deep into our review of that album, and right now discussing the songwriting and production value of that album. Daryl.
This album made me feel sad. I'll just put it that way. It was really reflective and morose, and really it's a good reflection of the last couple of years, right? And for me personally, I guess like expectation of something similar to Black Radio 1 and Black Radio 2, those two albums, you know, two of my favorite albums, really send the benchmark really high. One thing I do like though is that random Tears for Fears rendition in the middle of the runtime just came out of nowhere. And you know, it's not the first time that Everyone Wants to Rule the World got an R&B treatment, but it's safe to say that it's my favorite treatment so far. And of course, you know, Lala Hathaway is on the track, so gotta listen to it, right?
Yeah, this reminds me of the Sade cover that was in Black Radio 2, was it? Or was it 1?
Cherish the Day.
Cherish the Day, yes. So, Black Radio tradition, maybe?
For sure. Yeah. Lila Hathaway, as a side note, you know, on that point, keeps up the streak on being on every Black Radio project. Like you mentioned, Cherish the Day from Sade. She also did Stevie Wonder's Jesus Children of America on Black Radio 2. So, there you have it.
But, you know, speaking of the overall mood and feeling, you know, very reflective and morose, Robert Glasper, right, in an interview, he mentioned that lyrically, his emphasis for this album wasn't political. Instead, he wanted the songs to speak about love, and he wanted to make escapism music to escape from the negativity of the news and social media. But with that being said, you can't help but feel that the record feels like the record makes you a bit moody and sad at times, right? As said previously. And, you know, even with songs like Out of My Hands featuring Jennifer Hudson,
which is upbeat,
even though it's upbeat and tried to be uplifting, but if anything, that track has the power to make you feel sad-ish. You know, it gave me the vibe of I'm sad, but I'm dancing in the rain kind of vibe, which is, I don't know. But as opposed to, you know, other Robert Glasper albums where he had the luxury of inviting friends over to the studio to jam and record together all in one room, this album in particular had to be done remotely due to the pandemic, and he had a whole year to work on it, as opposed to the typical jazz album timing, right? Having a quick turnaround time.
1 week.
Yeah, or maybe even one day. So I think that actually contributed to to why it sounded so different from the previous two Black Radios. In fact, most of his tunes were done in one take. As we said, right, we were talking about Cherish the Day previously, the cover of Sade with Lala Hathaway. Apparently, that wasn't even recorded in one take. The final version in the album was a soundtrack.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So maybe having an abundance of time was the main culprit of this not quite jazz, but more R&B album due to the switch up of his usual workflow.
Yeah. And to a point we mentioned earlier, you know, it's heavy hitters all around the album, right? And sometimes the danger is that you odd pairings, right? But I feel that duet pairings, especially on Black Radio 3, Robert Glasper got it down perfectly. You know, he knew which artist to put on which song and who to pair them up with. So, for example, Lala Hathaway and Common, two classics, Gregory Porter and Ladisi, Q-Tip and Esperanza Spalding, her and Michelle and the Gayocello. You know, all these guys work really well together, and Robert Glasper did a really good job, of course, along with his producers. You know, it's almost like putting together a festival lineup of sorts.
Well, he had 1 year to put together that lineup.
That is true. And, you know, it worked really well, in my opinion. This week, we're diving into Black Radio 3 from Robert Glasper, and here's another cut from that, one of the standouts again for me. This is Robert Glasper featuring Yeba with a track Over, right here on The Pulse on BFM 89.9.
So many moons. place. So many rulers, but who leaves with grace? Yeah. Greet 'em with the freedom when I see 'em. Yo, I read 'em. Scriptures of humanity, the spirit's coliseum. Step in the arena, my Medina. Yo, my Mecca, life is greener. Where there's texture, the meaning of the scepter. God's rule is better, we move through the trepidation. It's a nation searching for its foundation. Mother nature's relation, you see agitation. So many admirals with no admiration. This is verbal vaccination, how do you react to it? We needed black radio for pure black music. The path, the movement, showing proof, improvement. For our homes and domes, we all had to move with the times. As the world heals, we climb. It's no back to normal, cause normal don't recline. I'm a portal for rhymes, Ash Shonda. I bridge tons of minds, so everyone could conquer. One rule, one mantra. You got me, then I gotcha. The posture of a Rasta. I reconsider, I re-evolve, I reconstruct, I see the eye, we in all. We got understanding and there's no need to fall. You know I got bars, so there's no need to brawl. Trying to change hearts like the angels did Saul. And pierce the devil with the truth like Paul, that's all.
FM 89.9. You should know the melody to that one. That was Robert Glasper featuring Lella Hathaway and Common with Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world. This week on The Pulse, myself, Darren Ofniel, are reviewing Black Radio 3 from Robert Glasper. And now we're on to the musicianship part of the review of.
I think you share the same sentiments with me, but it really feels like the instruments took a back seat for the lyrics and vocals to shine, right? Really, really missing all those long, almost indulgent instrument solos. When someone asked Robert Glasper, what's the secret to your jazz playing? He famously said that it's not the notes that you play, but rather it's the notes you don't play, right? Mm. And he's really putting that in practice as a band leader here, maybe practicing it too much. I see what he's trying to do by creating a lot of space for the vocals to shine. I mean, almost every track had two featuring artists, right?
Yep.
So he's really creating space, acres of space, if you will. But you can't help to feel like, you know, something is missing here. Maybe he has already proved and made his point with previous albums where he really does a lot of jazz shredding. So maybe he doesn't mind to, you know, take a back seat in this album.
Yeah, I guess one point that we brought up also is the time to record, right? You know, unlike the first two releases, this was done in over a year rather than knocked out in a week. And for me, this was an album of two halves, really. The first half was a more funky space jazz kind of vibe, while the second focuses more on soulful R&B, and I will go as far to say almost ballad-like, which is very unlike Robert Glasper. But on this album, like you mentioned, instead of having his steady backing band in the experiment, he used multiple drummers, multiple basses, and the end result, of course, is the music doesn't sound that all cohesive when you play it as an album. That being said, though, the likes of guys like Pino Palladino, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Terrace Martin, Corey Henry, Isaiah Sharkey, all made appearances in Black Radio 3, so that's a plus.
Yeah, as you said, Pino Palladino, Terrace Martin, Corey Henry, Isaiah Sharkey, all big superstar names, masters of their own instruments, and yet I somehow feel like, you know, the instruments were not really the main highlight of this album.
Yeah, and all these guys that you mentioned, they all have signature styles, right? When they picked up an instrument, when they plucked the strings or hit the drums, you can instantly tell it's them.
Not on this album.
Not on this album. Yes, definitely. Pandemic era of recording, right? You know, Robert Glasper, for the first time in his career, had to send stamps over, you know, record digitally, record, you know, online, essentially. And I think we have to cut him some slack because it is so fresh and new to him as well.
But with a topic like musicianship, how can you talk bad about Robert Glasper? He's already proven his worth and his skills.
Exactly.
So the only thing that we can say here is that maybe there's not enough skills being showcased here.
Yeah, but then again, it's an R&B album, right?
Yeah.
Not a jazz album. And I think he set it out to do it that way. Here's another cut from a Black Radio 3, and then we're going to come back with our final thoughts, our likes and dislikes here on The Pulse. This is Robert Glasper featuring Music Soul Child and Pause the News. This is the track Everybody Love. Enjoy this right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
From conception, we form connections to rare collections of patter space and time, body, soul, and mind, forever and now. It's all around you. Can you feel it? Don't hesitate. Everybody love. Everybody love. Everybody love. Love everybody. Love everybody.
It's when,
it's that moment when you realize that the thing that got you here is the only thing that gets you beyond the fear. So sooner or later you gotta make a decision, which one is gonna be the one that you surrender forever now.
It's all around you. Oh, you can feel it. Don't hesitate, no. Everybody love, oh, oh, oh. Everybody love, oh. Everybody love, love everybody, love, 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 love everybody, love.
We're living in a time when so many try to dismantle it, leaving you a piece like a sample kit. The whole page could use the coloring, not just the heart. That's just a part of a puzzle we playing while we sing.
And mute out the hate,
where hate came to linger.
By Raheem,
with the radio and five-finger ring
of love.
And above all, love's more powerful than reason. If your head's not in compliance, your heart is religion and your head is a science. But still there's room for pleasing both sides. And in all life there's hurt where love resides. But the proximity will heal the bruise. No one can lose when
everybody loves.
From Robert Glasper, that was Everybody Love, featuring Music Soul Child and Post the News, taken from Black Radio 3, which we are reviewing tonight on The Pulse. And we've come to our final thoughts, likes and dislikes from that album.
Yeah, you know what, I'm 9 years in the making, right? So I was really anticipating this release, so to say it was a letdown would be an understatement if you ask me. But you know, while reviewing and while listening to this album a couple of times today, I actually went back and listened to Art Signs, and again, that could have very well been Black Radio 3 for me.
Yeah, I've always associated his Black Radio series with his Robert Glasper Experiment Band, so I assume it will be his regular band back at it again. I was pretty excited when I received the news that it's coming out, but that's not the case. And I really have to agree with you on Art Signs. I think the DNA of Black Radio to me is something that shouldn't work, but somehow it does. And the greatest strength of that series is, as you said, the playfulness, and that playfulness is severely missed on Black Radio 3.
Yeah, but that being said though, even with all the points we've made knocking down Black Radio 3, you know, things like remote recording, lack of this regular backing band, like you mentioned, less playful messaging, I feel that this album, Black Radio 3, is still very much a finished R&B product and really continues his documentation of his vision of contemporary black music, right? I mean, Rob Glasper is the guy who never shied away from doing something new and fresh, and now with Black Radio 3, he has a fully fledged R&B record in his arsenal.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, even though we are both being very critical of Robert Glasper, but as said, outside the studio, I really think this would win a Grammy, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it already has won a Grammy for one of the singles, but I wouldn't be surprised if the rest of the album, you know, wins some sort of Grammy as well. Which is why the biggest downfall of this album for me is the title. I probably would have liked it better if
called something else. Yeah.
He called it something else. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Again, after Black Radio 1 and Black Radio 2, this edition was very underwhelming for me. But overall, not a bad listening experience, I guess. Bottom line, I like it, I don't love it, and it won't go into any of my playlists anytime soon. But that being said, with every Robert Glasper release, I'll be rubbing my palms for the next release, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's the dangers of, you know,
such a high benchmark.
Yeah, because all the fans are already expecting you to equal or top the previous Black Radio album, right? Which were all captivating, daring, and exciting. I think all those three things were missing here.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I'm going to go to standouts from the album. For me, There's a couple, actually, as much as we put this album down. There's a couple of single bangers, if you will. Why We Speak, which we've played pretty good over. Better Than I Imagined, the Grammy-winning track that won a Grammy even before the album was released. Also, Black Superhero, I think, is a perfect representation of black culture in America these days.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. Same songs that I like. But in terms of dislikes, right, I got to say that all songs are solid, featuring X are solid. So there's not much to dislike, even though we are very critical of the album. But if I were to choose just one song to dislike, I would say Bright Light. Bright Lights featuring Ty Dolla Sign. Because to me, Ty Dolla Sign is the chorus man. You know, you are a rapper and you need someone to sing the chorus with a hook and melody that will really make your song a chart topper, you know. But he didn't do that in that in this track. And it was also the last track, if I'm not mistaken.
One of the last few, yeah.
Yeah, and ended on a downer to me.
Yeah. We're asking you on the program, have you heard this album from Robert Glasper, Black Radio 3? What are your thoughts? What are your favorite tracks? Do tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You know, I'm going to do this tonight off. After this show, I'm going to blast Art Science again because I need that, I think.
The album that could have been Black Radio 3.
Could have been, that's for sure. Now, also, guys, we do have a giveaway this week. Thanks to our friends at Love the Records, and a record label that represents some of the biggest indie labels in the world, like 4AD, Matador, Rough Trade. They're giving away 3 Love the Records goodie bags where you could stand to win vinyl records by Tom York, London-based singer-songwriter Lucinda Chua, one of their vinyls is signed, if I'm not mistaken. So all you have to do to win some vinyl records is to answer this very simple question.
And the question is, what is the new name of FC Barcelona's stadium? Hin Hin is related to a very huge music company, which we mentioned in our previous segment, by the way.
And every week on the program, yes. It feels like.
Once again, what is the new name of FC Barcelona's stadium? WhatsApp us your answers to 018-789-8899 to stand a chance to win. There are only 3 goodie bags to be won, so first come, first serve basis. Once again, WhatsApp us your answers to 018-789-8899.
Yeah, we're going to end off with the Grammy-winning tune from Black Radio 3 from Robert Glasper. Till next week, this is Robert Glasper featuring her and Michelle Andiguel cello. This is Better Than I Imagine. Closing us off here on The Pulse, my name's Daryl Ong
and I'm Hoffnir Ting.
Tune in again next week only here on BFM 89.9. Good night.
Past it, I've been thinking about magic. Happen, action, baby, we never lasted. Magic, madness, maybe you was just guessing. But it was better than I imagined. Drastic acting to you, it was just practice. Sadness masking, hated you with a passion. Had it granted, baby, I didn't cap it. Cause it was better than I imagined. Thought it'd be worse, cause it hurts me. But still, I can't see myself with no one else. Cause it was better than I imagined. Trust me, love me, no, I could never make you stay true. Hate to say it, but it's too late. My expectations too low, you can't relate to. Baby, but I don't blame you, baby. You're the one I always escape to. Stay too impatient, maybe I'm just afraid to call you. Need you to tell me if it's okay too. Is it okay? I thought it'd be worse, cause it hurts me. But still, I can't see myself with no one else. Cause it was better than I imagined.
Get a flight, I lost my phone. And I'm calling you from the hotel phone. I couldn't get a flight back to the States. I realize you're the only number I know by heart. Last time I was here, we were together, remember? I tried to tell you how I felt. And you stopped me. Than I could have ever imagined.